Mesachus Beisperak Yud Mishnah Gemel Prizbal Eino Mishamit. Somebody who writes a prizbal, any outstanding loan that he has that have not been repaid before the end of Shemitah would not be Mishamit Dechol. As we have said previously, that somebody who has outstanding loan, if the money is not repaid by the end of the year of Shemitah, Shemitah would be Mishamit Dechol. And the Rabbanu were talking that if you write a prizbal, that would allow you to collect the loan even after the year of Shemitah. As Shemitah is Mishamit Dechol only midrabana nowadays. As nowadays, Yovel is not Noheg. We don't have Yovel nowadays, since most of Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael. Even during the times of the second Beit Hamikdash, Yovel was not in practice, since most of Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbanan learned out from a pasuk that when Yovel is not in practice, Shemitah is not Mishamit Echov. So therefore, even during the times of the second Beit Hamikdash, Shemitah was not Mishamit Echov min haTorah. But the Rabbanan were talking that Shemitah is Mishamit Echov, even though Yovel is not knowing. And Rabbanan saw that because Shemitah is Mishamit Echov, it was very difficult for the poor people to secure a loan close to the year of Shemitah. And the rich people didn't want to lend money when it was close to the year of Shemitah because they were afraid that they won't collect the money before the end of the year of Shemitah, and they will not be allowed to collect it at all after the year of Shemitah. So therefore, the Rabbanan were talking that if the lender writes a prizbal, that would allow him to collect the loan even after the year of Shemitah. Now, the prizbal, according to the Rush, should be written by the end of the sixth year, prior to the year of Shemitah. And the Rambam holds that the prizbal doesn't have to be written until the end of the year of Shemitah itself, as Shemitah is Mishamit Echov only at the end of the year. So therefore, the prizbal could be written by the end of the year of Shemitah. Now, the Beforshim explained, the word prizbal comes from two words, pruz and vol. Pruz means a takana, a decree, and vol means ashirim, rich people. Prizbal was a takana for the rich people. The rich people should not be over on that which the Torah says. They should be careful not to withhold the loan from those that need it. So the Rabbanan made a takana for those rich people that if they write a prizbal, they would be allowed to collect the loan even after the year of Shemitah, and that way they were not over on that which the Torah says, not to withhold a loan. And the takana was also for the good of the poor people, that the poor people should find where to secure a loan even when it's close to the year of Shemitah. The Takana of Prizbal was one of the decrees that the Elder Hillel decreed during the times of the Second Beit Hamikdash. When Hillel HaZakin saw that people were withholding lending other people when it was close to the year of Shemitah, and the people who were withholding a loan are transgressing that which the Torah said, that you should be careful not to have a bad thought in your heart. That you shouldn't say to yourself, I'm not going to lend money because I'm afraid I won't be able to collect it because it won't be repaid before the end of Shemitah. So therefore, Hitkin Hillel, the Prizbal, Hillel decreed that you can write a Prizbal. The Prizbal would allow you to collect the loan even after the year of Shemitah. And since Shemitah nowadays is only the Rabbanah, that which Shemitah is Mishamit Echov is the Rabbanah. So the Rabbanah could be talking that by writing a prizbal, that would allow you to collect the loan even after the year of Shemitah. The second space parak yod Mishnah Dal Zehu Kufo Shel Prizbal. The following is what is written in a prizbal, as we had in the previous Mishnah. If somebody who writes a prizbal, that allows them to collect any outstanding loans even after the year of Shemitah. Shemitah would not be Mishamit Dechol. Now what does it say in the prizbal? Ma'izani lachem ish ploni uploni hadayanet shebamakom ploni. I'm giving over to you such and such a person and such a person who are dayanim in such and such a place. Shekol cho sheyesh li sheegvenu kol zman sheirtzah. I'm giving to the dayanim all of my chobos. All of my outstanding loans are now being given to the Dayanim, as if the Dayanim are collecting the Chobos for me. And that would allow me to collect the loan anytime I want, even after the year of Shemitah. As we have said previously, that somebody who has loans that are written in a star in a document, if he hands over his staros to Bezdin, that allows him to collect the loans even after the year of Shemitah. Now that would work even in a Torah. If you hand over your staros to Bezdin, you're allowed to collect your loan after the year of Shemitah, even min haTorah, even when Shemitah is Mishamit Echov min haTorah. Now, a prizbal only works mid a Rabbanah. Because the principle works even if you don't actually hand over your storos to the bezdin. You just say to the bezdin that you're giving over your loans to the bezdin. Even if you don't have a star at all for this loan, you can say to the bezdin that you're giving over your chobos to bezdin, and that would work midarabanan. That would allow you to collect the loan even after the year of Shemitah. And the judges would sign on the bottom of the principle, or the Edom would sign on the bottom of the principle. Either the judges or the Edom could sign on the bottom of the principle. Now the Mephoshim explained the reason why the Mishnah says that the Edom also could sign on the bottom instead of the Dayanim is the Mishnah is telling us that if the Edom are also the Dayanim, that's okay. Because since principle is Midrabanan, the aid can also be a Dayan. The Edom who are witnessing that which you're giving over your Chovah to the Bezdin can be the Dayanim themselves. As something that's Minatorah, an aid can't be also a Dayan, but something that's Midrabanan, such as a principle, the aid can also be a Dayan.